Call the Joint Committee on Ways and Means to order. On your agenda, you'll see this is the, probably should be the possible organizational meeting. But as many of you know, we've had some difficulty in the adoption of our permanent rules. And in our desire to get the subcommittees operating, Mr. Rocco and Ramona from the House side have come up with some rules we believe will be effective to at least get the subcommittees in the position to hear and receive testimony on bills assigned by the co-chairs. If this rule that I'll read in a moment here is adopted, it still would not allow subcommittees to do work sessions. So hopefully we can, that'll be my pitch to pass the rule here. I'll share it with the members. Hopefully we'll get some additional. Well, we need a couple of
one more
House and
Mr. Chair,
get five senators.
You need two more House members and one senator.
Yeah. Well, the request will be for unanimous consent in the absence of permanent rules for the Joint Committee on the on Ways and Means of the 72nd Legislative Assembly that the co-chairs be temporarily granted the authority to assign bills to the appropriate subcommittee for consideration, with the understanding that no bill can be reported out of a subcommittee to the full committee until such time that permanent rules are formally adopted by the committee. I think that restates, hopefully, what I described.
Mr. Chair.
Glad to have Senator Dukes.
Not that it makes a lot of difference to me, but just out of curiosity, do we define temporarily?
I guess I would define temporarily as our situation until the permanent rules are adopted.
However long it takes, okay.
Or until the next set of temporary permanent rules.
We remain hopeful. We apologize to the members of the subcommittees, but we haven't resolved our impasse to date, but we'll continue to work on it. And are there any other expressions here about these proposed rules?
Mr. Co-Chair, I want to make sure I understand. I guess we're not going to have a vote because we haven't got a quorum, but
let's
make sure I understand the issue. I know there's been a significant difficulty in deciding the rules by which bills will be passed out of subcommittees, and that's significant. But in order for the committees to at least start hearing bills and get some work done, this would seem reasonable to me, unless there's something in this agenda that's hidden that I don't understand. It does take some pressure off the leadership to come up with the permanent rules, but on the other hand, it seems to me like we're kind of wasting valuable time. We could be hearing and discussing bills at least before we do the work session, which is of value.
I appreciate that sentiment. You talk about something might be hidden. It really is, because I reviewed the rules once again over the weekend, and I'm having a problem discovering the problem. I think from my point of view, in terms of recognizing that this will be a bipartisan budget, as you all know, in order to get out of a subcommittee, there has to be bipartisan agreement, particularly on the Senate side, when in many cases you only have two senators, one from each party. In the event that a bill came to full, under the old rules, it would be a majority of the full committee could move a bill to the floor of the respective chambers. But at that point, in the Senate, for sure, you need bipartisan agreement to pass it. So I think the co-chairs, along with the vice chair, are very hopeful that the work product of all of our subcommittees will be endorsed by not just a slim majority in each chamber, but really something that has a lot of involvement and buy-in by every member of each chamber. I know that's a high goal, but that's what we're after. Senator Devlin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just trying to kill some more time.
Thank you. I was too. So,
does this mean that our next step will be if we can go to continuing resolutions to
I think the what I know, the hang-up may be that as soon as we get permanent rules, then we'd have that very difficult issue of the appointment of the legislative fiscal officer.
Oh.
And that's obviously very controversial. And let me just say on that score that Mr. Rocco and his staff, Mr. Nicewinder, are doing a fabulous job. It's been a pleasure to spend time with them these first few weeks. Hopefully we'll say that again when you're before us.
Hope they'll say that about us.
Well, I think that position has already been eroded. Okay, we need
one more from
one more member. Anybody else want to add some, or we can temporarily be at ease?
Well, Mr. Chair, if you're accepting comments on the appointment of the legislative fiscal officer, I would question whether there is anyone besides Mr. Rocco that actually would do this job at this time.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Representative Krieger suggested I give Mr. Rocco a psychiatric examination this morning before he steps off. And probably.
Well, we want you to be thorough, so we won't have that appointment before us today, and until we get the permanent rules. So,
Mr. Chair,
he could be with us for at least another week.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, I'm
getting all this on the record.
I doubt there's enough money in the mental health budget to take care of all the psychiatric examinations that need to go around this building right now.
Oh, I'm glad you spread that.
It doesn't belong just to Mr. Rocco.
Well, why don't we be temporarily at ease?
I thought we were at ease.
No, we want to make sure that you're recorded for all time.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it means we're just getting loose.
What did you do with your big weekend?
When was this posted? I went out and looked this morning at 6.
Friday night, we had two focus groups on
it was posted Friday, probably.
Was it? And,
Sorry, I just went down with the full list. Well, some of you people took off for the weekend and things like that. Sorry about that. Wasn't until about 5 o'clock Friday afternoon when I got out of the building.
On Saturday at 8 or 5 on Sunday.
That's pathetic. It really was pathetic.
It's actually.
And you made it home?
No. It's just a pleasure to.
Of course, you had the sale going on.
When you.
Being the full committee. And the chair would request unanimous consent in the absence of permanent rules for the Joint Committee on Ways and Means of the 72nd Legislative Assembly that the co-chairs be temporarily granted the authority to assign bills to the appropriate subcommittee for consideration, with the understanding that no bill can be reported out of a subcommittee to the full committee until such time that permanent rules are formally adopted by the committee.
Question.
Yes, for unanimous consent. Yes, Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, just a question. Does that authorize then the subcommittee to have an opportunity to at least hold hearings on that particular bill?
Mm-hmm. It allows you to hold hearings at the subcommittee level. Does not permit a work session.
Thank you,
Bill.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Gordley.
If you could read the language again, not having it in front of me.
Right, be happy to. The chair is requesting unanimous consent in the absence of permanent rules for the Joint Committee on Ways and Means of the 72nd Legislative Assembly that the co-chairs be temporarily granted the authority to assign bills to the appropriate subcommittee for consideration, with the understanding that no bill can be reported out of a subcommittee to the full committee until such time that permanent rules are formally adopted by the committee.
Thank you.
Is there a discussion? Is there any objection to the request for unanimous consent? Hearing and seeing none, it is adopted. Anything else to come before the full committee today? The possible appointment of the legislative fiscal officer will take place at such time as we have permanent rules. So that item will.
Impossible fiscal officer?
We're still negotiating Mr. Rocco's contract.
For a pay raise?
Well, he sure deserved one, but.
Right.
Anything else come before the full committee? If not, I appreciate your attendance here. Oops, Mr. Rocco.
Mr. Chair, I would like to point out that committee members should check their tomorrow morning schedules. We may have to delay slightly the starting time to meet the 24-hour rule.
Not a sure.
Because we have to get these bills, the first bills into the morning subs assigned and entered into the system and reposted. So you may make sure you check because your meeting may not start at the planned time.
Thank you. Anything else?
If there was an abstention, it may actually be during time.
Yeah. If not, the full committee is adjourned.